Today's readings beautifully exhort us to go forward in love. Let brotherly love continue. That is, let love for one another continue to grow and be evident in good works. It specifically mentions hospitality and being mindful of prisoners, taking care of the needs of prisoners. Similar thing is said in today's Gospel Antiphon. Blessed are they who have kept the word with a generous heart and yield a harvest through perseverance. So this is all about going forward in the faith, going forward in love, having generous hearts. And this is what dilates the hearts. It makes our hearts grow and become big in good works. The first reading also says there are some things that should be avoided. The marriage bed, let it be kept undefiled. So there's an exhortation to marital chastity, purity within marriage. And then also to let your life be free from love of money. So that is, cultivate spiritual poverty and detachment from the things of this world. So all of these are in line with making our hearts grow. And we see a bit of the opposite going on. Well, some of the same in the person of John the Baptist. Certainly he is persevering in faith and in love and in doing the right things, even in the face of difficulties, the threat of his life. You know, remember, the first reading of the Hebrews is addressed to the Jewish converts, and they too were dealing with persecution. So in that sense, we have the same. But we have this person of Herod, right? He's a fearful man. He's making his decisions on account of his wife. So not because he thought John the Baptist was an evil man, but instead on account of Herodias, he had John put into prison, right? And then he's fearful of the guests. And so for that reason, he maintains this promise, this oath to give the head of John the Baptist, or to give, the daughter, whatever she wanted, up to half his kingdom. So you see how the friars just heard this talk yesterday by Joseph Pierce, where he actually talks about this, right? How those who do not have faith or who are not striving to grow in love, they shrivel up, right? They become small and weak and fearful. And he actually gives the example of Gollum in The Lord of the Rings, of the example, right? This attachment to the ring, and it makes him small and little and shrivel up. Whereas love and faith and persevering in that and righteousness does the opposite. It dilates the heart. It makes it grow. Now, I want to mention that our brother in the faith, President Biden, has kind of put himself in the same position as Herod. And how did he do that? Now, Herod here, he makes an imprudent oath, right? Promising up to half his kingdom. That's imprudent to do that. President Biden made not only imprudent promises on the campaign trail, but sinful promises, right? That he would back the abortion industry and revoke the Hyde Amendment and these things. Those are sinful promises. And of course, it's sinful to keep them. And so we've already seen President Biden weak-kneed in the face of the abortion industry by revoking the Mexico City policy. That is weakness. That is fear. We need to pray for our brother that he be strong and courageous and have a big heart that loves life and defends life and is not afraid of this abortion industry, which, not by chance, right? What does the first reading says? Exhort us to avoid impurity, immorality, for God will judge the immoral and adulterers, and this love of money. These are the two vices that characterize the abortion industry: impurity, and a love of money. And so the Word of God, you know, sometimes it speaks loud and clear, doesn't it? And so let's listen to the message of the Word of God, embrace everything in it that is good, good for us, and fills our hearts with love of God and love of neighbor. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.